All right, in the news, the new Supreme Court justice to hear Latino cases. This pretty much completes the set on the Supreme Court. Could use a transgender justice or an albino, possibly. Justice Sotomayor will assume the Bronx seat on the court. Okay, fine. Jim, you want to do the rest of this?
No, Mike.
I've got things I can do.
I know there are things you could do, but this is the best.
Okay, sorry. Republicans have to be careful in their attacks now on the new justice. They don't want to get into a Jets and Sharks kind of thing, you know. The Jets are going to have their way tonight. Hey, Bernardo.
Gotta be cool, boy.
Meet me down at the gym. The gym, yeah, crazy, man. Okay, anyway. The argument that she doesn't live up to the demeanors of Justice Scalia and Clarence Thomas is, I believe, weak. Chrysler's mail-order bride arrives from Italy. She may just be in it for the green card, is what I'm thinking, no? The U.S. is gearing up to fight cyber wars with a secret weapon to destabilize systems, Vista. The new cyber czar is a 13-year-old from New Jersey, currently grounded for hacking NORAD. But he'll be back on the job shortly, I think. Microsoft will be saying hasta la vista in August. That's the good news. Microsoft's new search engine, to be called Plop, which is a sound Beloit makes when it hits the water, I think, pretty much. The stock market rises to provide a higher ledge to jump from. It's been up and down market. It's a yo-yo or an Oprah market, they call it. Up and down. Although she is toying with my book.
That's right.
So, an editor reveals that the New York Times not only missed the scoop on Watergate, they overlooked Pearl Harbor, the Cuban Revolution, and cheese in a can. They missed entirely, totally. Like it never happened, as far as the Times is concerned. Okay, well, Jim, from here maybe you could do it pretty easily, I think, without Little Kim of North Korea. Fires a missile in the air and it falls to Earth. He knows not where. North Korea is reportedly testing a baking soda and vinegar device. So, and threatened to fling fizzies into the Sea of Japan. That's the update on that. The administration says it will all be reduced to gum recession by the end of 2009. Gum recession. Gum. It's the wording on that one.
It's the wording.
Yeah, it's the wording. The banks made a nice little $8 billion in the first quarter, so the stacks of stadium blankets and socket wrenches in the lobby can't be far behind, ladies and gentlemen, so things are looking up. Maybe hire back the old cop who used to stand in the lobby there, if he's still alive. Senator Light Roland Burris says the money he gave Blagojevich was just the Illinois hospitality tax. Well-known fact. A global warming report predicts orchids in Milwaukee by 2019, when I'll be pushing up orchids, I suppose. Russians buy into Facebook saying, "We will poke you." All right, I got a Jeff response. Can't be that bad. Republicans say government stake in GM puts us on the road to socialism, ladies and gentlemen. So look for the Chevy Comrade SS, the Buick Trotsky, and the Cadillac El Marxado. Our ex-president, says a bag of peanuts and Coach is no substitute for the White House chef and Air Force One. So he's a little nostalgic for the niceties. Plus the haircuts. You know, as president, you get free haircuts by the White House barber. You have a barber on. I mean, how fast does your hair grow? You have to have a barber on staff full time, waiting for. Although he did, you know, he always had bad haircuts though. They should have fired the guy.
Yeah.
You know,
said
it was always poking out. Yeah. Anyway. President Obama going to the Middle East. All right, visit Saudi Arabia, but please no caftans. Didn't look that good in graduation robes. You know, don't wear the caftan. He was swallowed up in those robes. I mean, he's a slight individual, sort of. O.J. Simpson appeals armed robbery conviction on grounds he's a widower. And it will be 19 years before Phil Spector to do Ron, 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 to do Ron, Rons again. Homeland Security Department and the National Security Office will be merged into Barry's Security Services and Alarms. Prince Charles says global warming would be good for Camilla. Study finds expectant moms are eating for three or four or more, actually. John of John and Kate Plus 8, they're reportedly seeing the Octomom for a possible spinoff. And finally, and I mean that, Mel Gibson blames Jews for girlfriend's pregnancy. That's all the news that is. Thank you so much. And we had nothing to do with it.